spreading the blues all over the world. From the crossroads of America, Shamrock, Texas, on historic Route 66, Legends 98.9 and Route 66 Media present Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Now standing by to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
Well, I have to ask the question, how do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? This is Uncle Buck, and I'll make you a promise. Give me an ear for an hour or so, and I'll fill it with some blues I think you're gonna like right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Ray Charles is our featured artist, and we're gonna be featuring cuts from his last album. Some sources say the biggest selling album Ray Charles ever had. The name of the album is Genius Loves Company. Also in segment one, a pre-release from Edgar Winter's album, Brother Johnny. Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram's gonna get a spin, along with Joe Louis Walker and Joe Cocker. And our then and now song is Otis Rush's You're Killing My Love. Tinsley Ellis is gonna kick things off. Speaking of pre-releases, this is a pre-release from Tinsley Ellis's album, Devil May Care. I think you're gonna like this track. It's called One Less Reason.
The circle.
Our featured artist this week is none other than the genius Ray Charles. I had the privilege of seeing Ray Charles in person a couple of times, once on a big stage at a concert hall, the other time in Wichita, Kansas, at a small venue called Tony C's. Tony Catropa was a friend of mine. Tony C's stage was in three levels. Of course, the orchestra that Ray Charles was fronting was up on the first level. Tony seated my cousin, Charles Weatherby, and myself on level two of that stage. We were right there, and oh, what a show it was. We're going to be playing a couple of cuts from Ray Charles' album, Genius Loves Company. Record shows that it was his biggest selling album and his last album. On the jacket of the album, Ray Charles has a quote, "I've recorded with so many amazing artists in my career, but never on a duets album all my own. I thought it was time to have some of the friends that I love and the artists that I admire come into my studio and sing with me live." That's a quote from the late Ray Charles, and kind of sets the mood for the album. On past shows from this great album, we've played cuts by Van Morrison, Norah Jones, Diana Krall, Michael McDonald, Bonnie Raitt. So without further ado, one of the great duets on that album is Ray Charles, who they call the genius. He's doing a duet on this cut with the king of the blues, B.B. King, and their song is Sinner's Prayer. Thank you.
I don't want bad luck and trouble.
Yeah.
Follow me all my days.
All right.
Oh, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, won't you have mercy on me? Please, Lord. Please, Lord. Really know if I've done somebody wrong.
Yeah.
Have mercy if you please. Oh, Lord.
Ray Charles, our featured artist, with a duet with the King, B.B. King. Their song was Sinner's Prayer. Our featured artist Ray Charles is gonna be back in segment two with another great duet. But I definitely think it's time to go back to back and belly to belly with a double dose of the blues. Kicking it off is gonna be Edgar Winter, a track that was a pre-release from his album, Brother Johnny. Also in this double dose, Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram. His song is I've Got to See You. But here's Edgar Winter with a little guitar work from Jumbo Joe Bonamassa, a Johnny Winter tune, Mean Town Blues.
Yeah. This is Kara Black with the Cadillac Blues Assembly, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues at UncleBUC.com. Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
The phone and give you a call, write you a letter, sign my name. I can think about you, but it won't feel the same. I got to see you, I got to see you. I got to look in your eyes and hold you tenderly. Baby, like I know you wanna see me. I can buy me a ticket, I can jump on a plane. Find me some tracks and I can hop on a train. Look out the window, watch the little towns go past. And if I got to run, I need to get there fast. I got to see you.
Song this week is another one of those great Otis Rush songs. Otis Rush, born in Philadelphia, Mississippi, that is, recorded our Then and Now song this week back in 1969. And taking care of the then portion of Then and Now, Otis Rush, and You're Killing My Love.
Succeed, oh, it will hurt son. Why take it out on me, killing my love? Who knows how to give in? The things I give you, babe, I'll never see you again. You're killing my love, oh, in every way. And if you succeed, oh, it's gonna hurt you till you die. Murder, but you're not worth my time. You'll get what you deserve, baby. Let her rub on the line. You're killing my love.
Taking care of the then portion of our then and now feature with "You're Killing My Love." Coming up in segment two, taking care of the now version, one of my favorites on the keyboard, Reese Winans, with some guitar and vocal work from Doyle Bramhall II, their version of "You're Killing My Love." Oh, have we got a couple of tracks back to back. Kicking it off's gonna be Joe Cocker, followed up by Joe Louis Walker. His song is "Uptown Girl," but here's Joe Cocker. His song is "Black Eyed Blues."
Sue. it gets fun. Hey, it gets fun.
Police just called and said they're torn into the wrecking yard. can't beat the downtown way. I got a uptown girl, can't beat the downtown way. If I don't cut her loose, she's gonna carry me to my grave.
Take a little pause for the cause. But coming up in segment two, Papa Chubby's gonna kick it off with the Second Avenue Shuffle. Ray Charles, our featured artist, of course, is gonna be back. Great duet with Natalie Cole. Eric Clapton's gonna be on board. Buddy Guy, Samantha Fish. A lot more blues coming your way on segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Hey y'all, this is J.D. Simo coming at you, and you're listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues on UncleBUC.com.
way to check in and get started with segment two of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues for this week. Papa Chubby, definitely not a Delta blues man, but a great blues man from the Bronx, New York. His song was the Second Avenue Shuffle. Ray Charles is our featured artist this week. We've had Ray Charles as our featured artist before. On this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, however, we're featuring songs that we haven't played from his last album. I've seen notes that said this was his biggest selling album, entitled Genius Loves Company. Up in segment one, we mentioned some of the tracks that we've already played from this album on different shows. The album features mostly sessions that were done right there in Ray Charles' studio in L.A. that has now been declared a historic landmark in Los Angeles. This is a great album. Laying down tracks as duets on the album are such notables as Elton John, Gladys Knight, Johnny Mathis, James Taylor, and a little old boy from Texas by the name of Willie Nelson. Up in segment one, we featured B.B. King with a duet with the genius Ray Charles. The liner in the album talks about how Ray and all of the contributors on the album got together and kind of agreed on the particular song that they were going to record as a duet. Our next track from the Ray Charles album, Genius Loves Company, was a song written by Little Willie John and recorded by Little Willie John back in 1956. Hit number one on all the charts. So here's Ray Charles in a great duet with the late Natalie Cole. And you might have guessed it by now, the song is Fever.
Never knew how much I love you, never knew how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night.
Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call the name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, I'll fever all through the night.
Everybody's got the fever, oh, that's just something that you should know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago.
Yeah, 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 oh, tell about it.
Romeo loved Juliet,
uh-huh.
Juliet, she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. I'll give it fever.
Fever, 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 yeah.
When we kiss it, fever with that flame in you.
Oh, fever,
I'm a fire. Fever, yeah, I burn for sooth.
Pocahontas had a very bad affair, but when her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, Daddy, don't you dare. He gives me fever with his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Oh, Daddy, won't you treat him right?
Now you've heard our story.
Your story.
Here's the point that we have made.
I'm listening.
Chicks were born to give you fever.
That's right. Be it Fahrenheit or centigrade,
they give you fever.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
When you kiss them, fever. If you live, you learn.
Fever.
Tell you sizzle.
Fever.
What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. I tell you, what a lovely way to burn. All right now, what a lovely way to burn. I like that. What a lovely way to burn.
You ain't right, Ray.
Our featured artist, Ray Charles, teamed up with a great duet with Natalie Cole. Years ago, I had the privilege of seeing Natalie Cole. Get this now. Out in Vegas at the show I saw, Natalie Cole was the opener for the headliner, Smokey Robinson. Oh, there was a good show. Speaking of a good show, how about the double dose of the blues we're going to get into next? Eric Clapton's going to lead it off with a song from the lockdown sessions that he recorded during the pandemic, followed up by Buddy Guy with a song called Feels Like Rain. But here's Eric Clapton kicking it off. I got my mojo working.
Thank you. just don't work on you.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I wanted to tell you I'm a big fan of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I'm listening all the time, and you can go and check it out on UncleBUC.com.
You want to sing it together with me?
UncleBUC.com.
Downhill the river meets the sea. And in the sticky heat I feel you open up to me. Love comes out of nowhere, baby, just like a hurricane. And it feels like rain. And it feels like rain. Lying here underneath the stars, right next to you. And I'm wondering who you are and how do you do? How do you do, baby? Clouds rolling across the moon and the wind howling out your name. And it feels like rain. And it feels like
Our then and now song for this session is Otis Rush's You're Killing My Love. Otis, of course, did the then version, and to take care of the now version, from a really great album by Reese Winans, produced by Joe Bonamassa, by the way. Reese Winans, with Doyle Bramhall too, taking care of the vocal and some great guitar work. Also with a little backup guitar work on this particular cut with Josh Smith from the album Sweet Release. Reese Winans, Doyle Bramhall too, and You're Killing My Love.
Murder in the first degree. You don't dig your own self. Why take it out on me? You're killing my love. Oh, in every way, yeah. And if you succeed, oh, it will hurt you till your dying day, yeah. Is a person who knows how to give in. The things I give you, baby, I'll never see again. You're killing my love, oh, in every way. And if you succeed, oh, it's gonna hurt you till your dying day. Till your dying day, yeah.
That I cherish in doing this show, Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, is when I hear from those of you out there listening to the show. Like to give a shout out to some folks that checked in recently. Tony Fields Deaton over in Alabama checked in. From San Francisco, it was Sophia Alexander. J.R. McGowan, quite the picker in his own right, up in Portland, Maine, checked in. Thanks for your kind words, J.R. Speaking of pickers, heard from Robert Randolph this week, Robert Cray, Lightning Rod Wilson, and a blues buddy of mine up in Amarillo, Mark Jerram, with the Texas Blues Rangers that we play on occasion on the show, told me a story the last time we were together at a function in his days down in Austin. They joined up with a keyboard player by the name of Reese Winans, that you just heard from on our now portion of Then and Now, and they just thought they had a great discovery of a keyboard player, but Reese warned him. Says, look, I'll be with you guys for a little bit, but I'm scheduled to join up with Stevie Ray Vaughan at Double Trouble. And that he did. And we've reached that time when we have to proclaim, we've got time for two more before we go. Samantha Fish is gonna kick it off, followed by Chris Bad News Barnes. His song is When Coco Came to Town. But kicking off two more before we go, Samantha Fish with a great track called No Angels. Tang.
check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuck.com.
Down in New York City, on the Lower East Side, I worked at a trampy Jew joint, keeping up the vibe. Spotlight center stage, I'd be telling stolen jokes. I'd hook 'em with the hook'em, get paid in Jack and Coke. Some nights it'd just be crickets, nobody's to be found. But mister, that'll change when Coco Taylor came to town. Oh, when Coco came to town. It was a wang-dang doodle time, my friends, when Coco Taylor came to town. Listen here, you could not book a table. There was a tush in every seat. I'm telling you, standing room only, Mick and Keith getting high out in the street. I'd pull the plug on the jukebox, grab the mic and say, I'm bad news. Please welcome from the south side of Chicago, Coco Taylor, the queen of the blues. Yeah, baby, let me tell you, when Coco Taylor came to town, it was a wang-dang doodle time. When Coco Taylor came to town, dripping from her body as the voodoo orphan cries. Otis Rush, Pontop Perkins, Lightning Hopkins hit that stage. Jimmy Rogers, Johnny Copeland, but trust me, Coco Taylor was a rage. Oh, baby! Ah, when Coco came to town, it was a wang-dang doodle time. Came to town.
And that puts a wrap on this edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. By the way, you can go to UncleBuck.com. All of our shows are archived by featured artists. All you gotta do is click on them and enjoy. We're gonna be back next week with another bucket of blues all filled up to the brim. But in the meantime, Uncle Buck here is saying, I hope all your blues will be a record going round and round on the turntable.
The lid is on another bucket of great blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday here on Legends Radio Network. For Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.